It is 8:46 at 97.9 The Hill. It is Thursday morning. We always do This Is Tourism on Thursday morning, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. And an old friend is here today, Libby Huff. How are you?
I'm fine, and I am old.
It is. You know me well enough to know I didn't mean that.
I know.
But it's always good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Yeah, what's up with you this morning?
Well, I'm here to talk about the Orange County Public Library and its role in tourism.
Mm-hmm.
Shayla, too, gave me some talking points, so I remember some of them if you want me to go through.
Yeah, please. I know that we are an extremely literate community. We take pride in our libraries.
Yes.
And we're talking about specifically the Orange County Library here.
Yes.
And I know that it's probably one of the most popular, let me see a good way to put this, one of the most populated libraries in the country, actually.
Yeah. We're fortunate here in Orange County to have two library systems. Mm-hmm. We have the Orange County Public Library, where I work, and we also have the Chapel Hill Public Library. And so, I can't imagine a better opportunity for people who want to experience what goes on in a library than living here in Orange County.
I know that certainly it's good for the locals.
It is certainly
wonderful, but it also has an impact on tourism, as all of our conversations lead us into this.
Yeah.
Tourism is such an important industry in Orange County, and you're a big part of that.
Yeah, I am. I'm a member of the Visitors Bureau Board, mm-hmm. And I've served on the Tourism Board for the town of Hillsboro. And the reason I see, or the way I see, that libraries can fit in with the whole tourism piece is that not only is tourism about drawing people to our area, but it's also about getting folks who already live here mm-hmm. invested in our area, invested in our community. And so I know in both situations, both Tourism Board in Hillsboro and as well as the Visitors Bureau Board, we're interested in folks getting to know their community better, and public libraries are a great way to do that. When my children were a lot younger, we traveled a good bit with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
He was in cities all over the country, and when we would land there, I would immediately find out what was going on in the local library.
Mm-hmm.
One, I knew it was going to be free, so that was cool, but that it would also be family friendly. And so I was usually taking my girls to the local public library. Oftentimes there was a children's museum that was connected, so again, you know, just think about what's available for families in our area, whether you're from this area or whether you're visiting an area.
And you know, when you go to the library, somebody there is going to be able to tell you about other family-friendly
exactly.
places to go and all this kind of thing.
Exactly.
I should have said at the very beginning of our conversation that you are the communications manager for the
yes.
Orange County Public Library, and you are indeed an excellent communicator.
Oh, well, thank you.
I've always known that. But also, you've done so many things, served on the Alliance for Historic Hills Board of Directors,
mm-hmm.
working to improve the efficacy of the working relationship between the Alliance, the Tourism Board, and the Orange County Visitors Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
also, you're a communications consultant and macro social worker.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering, what the heck is a macro social worker?
It does sound like, I don't know, like a Big Mac or something, doesn't it? So social workers do a lot of very different things. Primarily, we're involved in helping to change communities, organizations, and or helping folks who want to change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us work with clients, and those folks tend to be clinical social workers, counselors, if you will. Macro social workers tend to be more involved in community organizations and those sorts of things. So as a macro social worker, I've always been very interested in doing what I can to improve quality of life here in this community.
Macro social worker.
And it also happens that now at the Orange County Public Library, we have a community engagement division.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a social worker and a member of that team, I can bring that lens to the work that we do at the library. I'm also the communications manager. And so with my marketing communications background, I'm able to blend those two things to benefit our community and to benefit the library.
Well, you've educated me this morning. If somebody had walked up to me and said, "What, Ron, on. What is a macro social worker? I would have had no idea.
Right.
But is there anything specific going on at the Orange County Library that you're really excited about right now?
Yeah, I am. I'm really interested and very excited about this new community engagement initiative that we've got, because that gets us out and about more in the community, getting to know the community better, working with existing organizations, be it tourism, be it PTA thrift shop, be it all over Orange County. So that's exciting, and improving the quality of life for folks here. Mm-hmm. But we also have some really great and fun programs that are coming up, and folks can go to our website and see what's available for teens, what's available for adults, what's available for kids. And that's both in Hillsboro as well as in Carrboro, because mm-hmm. we do have two locations in Carrboro.
What's the website address?
OrangeCountyLibrary.org.
Okay, that's easy enough. And one last question for you here. This is your Orange County Tourism Soapbox.
Yeah.
What do you want to tell the community? What is the big deal about tourism, and how can we, as local people, support this growth?
The big deal about tourism, at least from my perspective, is that we all have an opportunity to get to know our community better and to help develop a sense of place. And that's where historic preservation comes in. That's where knowing what's going on in your local community helps, such that when you have folks coming in from out of town to visit, you can showcase the best of our community. Mm-hmm. When folks you don't know happen to be here, you can be warm and welcoming, and people will come back. And that's what tourism is, creating a sense of place, a warm, welcoming community where people want to visit and perhaps move.
Okay. Well said. Libby Huff, thank you for coming in today.
Sure, thank you.
As I mentioned before, it's always great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for joining me and Libby for a conversation on tourism in Orange County. See what Libby's up to at the Orange County Public Library. And if you want to keep the talent you've hired, excite the customers you have, and give value to the members who've already joined your organization, Libby can help. See you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature made possible by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau. For all the best reasons to bring family, friends, or conferees to Orange County, go to visitchapelhill.org and follow them on Instagram, Visit Chapel Hill. 854-97.9 The Hill, WCHL.